Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Nun Hei in the Hoizvador edition, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Dalid, in beginning of the Gemara, top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that originally, Barishayno, they would say that everybody needs to do biur even for things that are not fully ripe, even if they're not fully finished. Says the Gemara, V'laf Tevelu, so then what do you mean? Biur is on Truma and Ma'aseh. When you have Truma and Meiser, you say, I have to give it out. But if it's still Tevel, Tevel means when before you're Mafrish Truma and Meiser, before you separated Truma and Meiser, it's only Tevel. So why should that be included in a beer? So the more of Hilo, B'Shem HaShmuel, Zoy Somer, Shah Tevel, Kori Koidish. You see that Tevel is considered to be already Koidish. And in beer, we're saying, Biarti is a Koidish bin Abayis. I got rid of Koidish. Koidish means anything which has some Gedusha. Truma, Meisers, Tevel as well, has Gedusha in it, because it has in the Truma and Ma'aser. Oma v'yuda Ma'aser ben Gamliel v'askenim sh'yoshvim al ma'aloi sa'ulom b'arabais. So Gamliel and Skenim were sitting on the steps of the Ulom Beis HaMikdash. V'ha'yechanan ha'koyen ha'sofer alaz yoshe lifneim. Yechanan ha'koyen was a sofer. He was the one who wrote. He was the scribe. And he's writing. Alaz yoshe lifneim is sitting in front of them. Go send a letter to the people that live in the upper Galil and in the lower Galil. Shalom Lechoin Yizge. Shalom Aleichem. We're letting you know that the time of beer is about to come. Tifkun Masrayo Min Matane Zisoy. Make sure to take a Meiser, to be Mafrish Meiser from the olives that are being pressed. So, this is according to the beginning of the Mishnah, before Rabbi Akiva says that you don't do biur only for something which is fully finished. So here it's still in the process. But they went based on the first part of the Mishnah, and they send a letter to people in Galil, make sure to take maizers out of olives. In Galil, there was abundance of olives. So therefore, their main harvest was olives. It says, make sure to do maizer on your olives before the biur. Lachona b'nidroim o'yilo b'nidroim ariyoso. Another letter, the people that live in the south, in the upper south and the lower south. I'm going to announce to you, the matas man biur, the biur is coming. Make sure to take a ma'aser from the shibolim, from the grain, which also is not fully processed. You didn't get to carry, you didn't get to the smooth pile, but you have to take a ma'aser from there. So why the shibolim? Because in the Durham, in the south, their main harvest was the grain. Now another letter, nothing to do with this sugya, but it's already was written in the same place. Lachona bnei galuso de bavel, bnei galuso de madai, bnei galuso de yovel. Saying to all of our brothers that are sitting in galus bavel, and galus madai, galus yovel, in different countries, v'shar kol gavaso de Yisrael, and to all the galuyos of Am Yisrael. Shalom lechoyin yizgi. I want to say shalom aleichem. Moedan alecho, we're announcing to you. Di imrayo rikichin, the sheep are young. The gazalayo the kikim, and the birds are very small. Meaning we don't have, the animals are not grown enough to be able to do Korban Pesach, to be able to bring the birds to Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, shavar ban poyu ban pichavirayo, and we and my friends all agreed, we're adding 30 days more to the year, meaning we may make it into a leap year, we're making Chodesh HaIbur. This is one of the reasons that's brought. Why are we doing Ibur? Because the animals are not big enough, they didn't grow enough, that means we still need to give another month to the year for the animals to be ready to be korbanos. And all this was in these letters that were written in that time in Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Yisro Shani Yossi Lomun Noten LeYoshua. So in the Mishnah we learned that Gamliel was in the boat and he gave Meiser to Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Levi. So it says the Gemara, Adam Moshe Noisti Meiser Lekuno. See, Rabbi Meir gave a ma'aser to a Levi, not to a Kohen, because we know that in the boat was also Blazer ben Azariah, was a Kohen. He gave a ma'aser specifically to Yeshua, not to Blazer ben Azariah. So he went, Shani Isha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanan Yetamon. It's different because Rabbi Yeshua was there. The father of Yeshua is Hanan. Meaning, he wanted to make sure that everyone gets something. So Rabbi Kiva gets the Matos Levim. And the Blazer ben Azariah will get Shuma's ma'aser. And the ma'aser will get Rabbi Yeshua. As Rav Chaim explains, that if someone gives all his maisers, the chumas, to one person, so that's not a good sign. It brings rov to the world. It brings hunger to the world. So therefore, he wanted to spread it out. Says the Gemara now, Omar of Chananio, Adom, well, this teaches us, Sha'amliel tzoyach liskois. It was not enough for Amliel did. What do we learn in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, we learn that Amliel gave, that he rented his place, his chatzar, to be koined the fruits in the chatzar because they are on the land. Says of Chananio, that's not good enough. He still has to do zikui, he has to do kinyan sudur. Kinyan sudur means another kinyan where he's koined the fruits directly without the karka. Why not? Why it's not enough? So explains the Gemara, with different hand with base. I'm going to use here the Gears of Rav Chaim. Gears of Rav Chaim skips one line, and then we'll go back to this line soon. So the Gemara says, if the kupa of Rav Amliel, the basket of Rav Amliel, is in the house of Rav Yeshua, does it work without Kinyan Sudur? Meaning, the Gemara understands that the fruits of Rav Amliel were in baskets, and these baskets were on the land. He rented the land to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua has the land, and he wants to be cutting the fruits in the basket. But the fruits are in the basket of Rabbi Gamliel. The baskets don't belong to Rabbi Yeshua. If you have a basket of somebody in the house of somebody else, the house is not cutting what's inside the basket. So says the one, what does it help? He's renting out the karka to be cutting the fruits. You have to. It's in the basket of Rabbi Gamliel, which is not going to allow the kinyan to happen. So the karka, you have to do kinyan sudah, you have to do another kinyan. Says the Gemara, now we're going back to the line beginning of the Amud, according to Rav Chaim, on Rav Shua beperis mechuborim lakarka, or Rav Chaim's gear says beperis munochim lakarka. We talk about fruits that are not in baskets. The fruits are in the land. So that's why, by giving the land, it's good enough, because the land is cutting the fruit which is on top of it, which are not in baskets. Kadiz the Gemara says, Rav Difa Omar is palgun Rav Yirmi Rav Yabresi. Rav Yirmi Rav Yabresi argued, Chad Omar royally told Zocha, meaning, when you want to do mizake through somebody else, you know that if Reuven wants to give a gift to Shimon, you can tell Levi to be koine for Shimon. And that's called zochin la'adam shalei b'fanof. You could do a schiyaf, something which is at the benefit of somebody else, a third party could do it on his behalf, even without him knowing. The shaila is, that third party, does he have to be somebody who can be koine himself? Or it doesn't have to be someone who's coining himself. Only if he's able to coin himself, he can be mizake for somebody else. As long as he can give it, he doesn't have to be the one taking it for himself. So for example, when you have Meiser Oni, does the one being mizake to the Oni, does he have to be Oni himself? Does he have to be poor himself? Or if he's rich, he can also be mizake to him because he's a rich person who can give to the Oni. Says the Gemara, now we're using the Gears of Chaim again. According to Mandoma, that says whoever can give can do schio, meaning a rich person can give to the ani. Of course, if he's a ani, he can be zoichet his friend. If he himself can be zoichet himself, of course, he can be zoichet to somebody else. But if Mandoma says no, the only one who can do a zikui, it's only someone who can be zoichet himself. But if he's only able to give it, he's not able to be zake. A rich person cannot be zake my sonny to another Oni person. Says the Gemara, Hamastis in the following Mishnah, Pligo Aman Doma Roy Lit Toil Zocho. That argues Aman Doma that says, the only someone who is able to get himself can be Mizak and somebody else. The Tanidamon, we learned over there. Now we're going to use the Gius of Rav Chaim, who brings many lines over here that he says got mixed up in the Gemara. We're going to go through the way Rav Chaim is Gairus. What do we learn over there? It's a Mishnah Mesechas Getin. Hoimet Ten Get Zilishti or Ilch Get Zilishti. Someone says, go bring this get to my wife. If he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind, meaning he's creating a shliach lehoilocho. The shliach is an extension of the husband, and the same way the husband can change his mind before he comes to the wife. Also, the shliach, as long as the shliach didn't give it to the wife, the husband can change his mind. Now, what are we talking over there in the Mishnah? That the wife appointed a shliach to be shliach lekabalo, to accept on her behalf. And the husband said, told the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach of kabbalah of the wife, an extension of the wife. I want you to be a shliach lo'ilacha for me. I want to take whoever you were supposed to be, an extension of my wife. You'll be instead extension of me. So what do you see? The same person can be extension to the wife and extension to the husband. But if it needs to be someone who's ready to get a get, so the extension of the wife can be only a woman. An extension of the husband can be only a man. Only a man can give a get. Only a woman can receive a get. And here you see that the same person can be an extension of the wife, an extension of the husband. You see the one who's doing one of the mice. It doesn't have to be the one who's right to be the one either giving or receiving. So then we know, shekin roi lekabel get lebitoy. The reason why a man can accept a get on behalf of a isha is because we do find such a concept that a male, accepts a get. Where do we find it? If he has a daughter who's underage. So then the father accepts the get on her behalf. So you see, the Kabbalah's get does shayach to a man. Therefore, a man can get it for Isha. So it could be that this shliach is a man. The man can be a shliach of the husband. He can be even a shliach to the Isha because the father's the Kabbalah get for his daughter. Says the Gemara, this really goes into Daf Nuvah and Aleph. Fatanina get zili ishti v'shta shichu zili avdi. Person sends a get to his wife or shta shichu to the Eved. So how can you stand shta shichu to the Eved? You stay a shta shichu to Eved. A shta shichu means a release document that goes only to a slave. How can you send a different person to be a shliach to the slave? Says the Gemara, she can roll you the kabbalah get shichu. We're talking about a slave, not talking about a regular person. A slave can be a shliach to give another slave a get shichu. Says the Gemara, yeah, but it says there 10 gets a lishti. V'ahevid roi lo lichas a get? Can a hevid give a get? So you say we're talking about a hevid, that's what the hevid can give a shtah shichur, but how can he give a get? You see from here that you don't have to be roi to accept it in order to give it, in order to be mezaket. Answers the Gemara, pota letzdodin hi matnis. This mishnah goes letzdodin. Shtah shichur zel avdi means a hevid going and giving it. Get zel ishti means the Isha is going and giving it. But really, it could be that the only one who could do the shlichus, could do the zikui, is only someone who could do it for himself. A woman could do it for a wife, and a eved could do it for a slave. But if a eved cannot do it for a woman, so we don't have a rai against one d'amar that holds, there needs to be roi litoy. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Nun Hei.